House censures North Carolina Republican Representative Chuck Edwards over conduct with staffers. The House of Representatives censured Representative Chuck Edwards on September 1 over his alleged conduct toward two female staffers in his office. The tally was 413-2. The vote followed a House Ethics Committee report that accused Edwards of having engaged in persistent unprofessional and inappropriate conduct toward two young female staffers. Although Edwards denied that any of his conduct was intended as a sexual or romantic advance, his pattern of behavior would lead a reasonable observer to interpret it as such, including providing the young women with lavish and recurrent gifts, making comments regarding their appearance and dress, inviting them to intimate dinners and vacations, sending notes regarding his effusive affection, and inviting them to other activities as a way to spend time together, the report read. The committee did not find that Edwards engaged in sexual activity with the staffers. Edwards was aware, however, that his excessive attention toward the young women had led to rumors and innuendo in the office, the report said. The report said the female staffers were uncomfortable with his behavior and attempted to communicate that to Edwards, but were put in an untenable position by virtue of his status as their boss and a member of Congress. The staffers no longer work in his office, according to the committee. Edwards' office did not respond to a previous request for comment. In a letter to colleagues on August 25, Edwards asked them not to censure him. He requested they differentiate between unconventional conduct and sexual harassment. An affectionate friendship is not a sexual proposition. A gift is not sexual misconduct, he wrote. A compliment is not sexual misconduct. Poetry is not sexual misconduct. The letter was first reported by the online publication Notice. In remarks on the House floor, Edwards apologized to the women mentioned in the report and to his wife, Teresa Edwards. Defending himself, he noted the committee said that he did not engage in sexual activity and that he did not violate federal sexual harassment law. Amid the controversy, Edwards dropped his re-election bid on August 5. After much prayer and reflection, I've decided to withdraw from my re-election campaign. I will complete my current term, Edwards posted on X. He was facing Democratic candidate Jamie Ager, a farmer and entrepreneur, in the November election. Edwards was first elected to Congress in 2022, representing North Carolina's 11th congressional district. The Cook Political Report rates the district as lean Republican. The GOP Executive Committee in the district selected North Carolina State Representative Jennifer Balcom as the Republican nominee.